It is impossible to express the astonishment and confusion of my thoughts on this occasion. I had hitherto acted upon no religious foundation at all. Indeed, I had very few notions of religion in my head, nor had entertained any sense of anything that had befallen me otherwise than as chance, or, as we lightly say, what pleases God, without so much as inquiring into the end of providence in these things, or his order in governing events for the world. But after I saw barley grow there, in a climate which I knew was not proper for corn, and especially that I knew not how it came there, it startled me strangely, and I began to suggest that God had miraculously caused his grain to grow without any help of seed sown, and that it was so directed purely for my sustenance on that wild, miserable place. This touched my heart a little, and brought tears out of my eyes, and I began to bless myself that such a prodigy of nature should happen upon my account. And this was the more strange to me because I saw near it still, all along by the side of the rock, some other straggling stalks which proved to be stalks of rice, and which I knew because I had seen it grow in Africa when I was ashore there. I not only thought these the pure productions of Providence for my support, but not doubting that there was more in the place, I went all over that part of the island where I had been before, peering in every corner and under every rock to see for more of it. But I could not find any. At last it occurred to my thoughts that I shook a bag of chicken's meat out in that place, and then the wonder began to cease. And I must confess, my religious thankfulness to God's providence began to abate, too, upon the discovering that all this was nothing but what was common. Though I ought to have been as thankful for so strange and unforeseen a providence as if it had been miraculous, for it was really the work of providence to me that should order or appoint that 10 or 12 grains of corn should remain unspoiled, when the rats had destroyed all the rest, as if it had been dropped from heaven. As also that I should throw it out in that particular place, where it, being in the shade of a high rock, it sprang up immediately, whereas, if I had thrown it anywhere else at that time, it had been burnt up and destroyed. I carefully saved the ears of this corn, you may be sure, in their season, which was about the end of June, and laying up every corn, I resolved to sow them all again, hoping in time to have some quantity sufficient to supply me with bread. But it was not till the fourth year that I could allow myself the least grain of this corn to eat, and even then but sparingly, as I shall say afterwards, in its order, for I lost all that I sowed the first season by not observing the proper time. For I sowed it just before the dry season, so that it never came up at all, at least not as it would have done, of which, in its place,